Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
I've had like this dry, raspy cough for like the last 2 days.
All right, everybody ready? Well, Andy never actually said if he was recording or not.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are sorry. Sorry, excuse for a man.
Sorry, piece of shit.
Darn it. I hate when a plan doesn't come together.
Okay, it's not the A team. It's like the Z team.
It's the F team.
I hate it when your mom and I don't come together. Because you gotta spend all that time on oral after it's all, like, you know, nasty and soupy down there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's going to be that kind of show, is it?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of show it's going to be.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week we finally do our post-election dump. Noah gets naked and the boys review Skyfall and Wreck-It Ralph. And when you hear this sound...
Don't lick my balls!
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
Welcome to the jungle of your life.
We're back, baby. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I'm very confused about what Noah's doing.
You don't want to know what I'm doing. I'm Noah, the in Tancast.
It was all up inside your tan cast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gentle about it. I just ram that shit in.
The natives are getting restless because we keep forgetting tan laughs, so let's jump into tan laughs before you do the show.
Oh, shit, son. Cough brought to you by Noah's lungs.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. We didn't say this yet. It appears that both my co-hosts are sick.
I don't know that I'm actually sick. It's just I got this fucking tickle that won't go away.
You're sick.
Pretty sure it's all the dick I've been sucking.
It just gets spackled on your throat, and you just don't get it all every time. You swallow it, but you can't get every drop. So it just builds up and builds up until you get this tickle on your throat.
I know. It's like I sit there and like, and I can taste the protein, but...
You need just, Drano for your throat.
That's it. I should go drink Drano. You're right.
Drano doesn't do shit. I'm going to tell you that right now. I have a bathroom sink that laughs at Drano. Laughs at it.
Okay, 10 laughs.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
We've got 10 laughs just for you. About the babies, or maybe some who could be racist, sexist too. 'Cause it's 10 laughs, yes, 10 laughs, oh, 10 laughs, and that's what we do. 10 laughs, 10 laughs, and now.
All right, this one is from Hillary. It was sent...
Swank?
Yes, Hillary Swank.
I love that bitch.
It was sent November 7th, and it says, "Jokey jokes, 'cause I'm blue." Hey, Tim, Andy, and Noah, in order of the most awesome. I added in order
what?
Of the most awesome
oh,
because...
Oh, I was about to have words with Hillary.
Even though the election didn't go as I'd hoped, I'm trying to cheer myself up, so I decided to send you guys some tan laughs since there recently have been a lack of them on the show. Not sure if you guys are forgetting or just have a lack of them. We're forgetting.
Yeah.
So here, and I hope even though you guys have different beliefs than me, we can still be friends. Kumbaya and all that shit.
Fuck you.
I added shit.
I added fuck you.
I added the wet hacking sound.
Kill me, Hillary. Kill me.
So, a beautiful woman one day walks into a doctor's office, and the doctor is bowled over by how stunningly awesome she is. All his professionalism... Wait, I think we've done this. Maybe not. Maybe I've just read it a couple times.
Maybe.
Is it starting to sound familiar to anybody?
Not
to me. It sounds like the setup for a lot of jokes, so I don't know.
Okay. So all his professionalism goes right out the window. He tells her to take her pants off. She does. And she starts... He starts rubbing her thighs. "Do you know what I'm doing?" asks the doctor. "Yes, checking for abnormalities," she replies. He tells her to take off her skirt and bra. She takes them off. Wait, what? Shirt and bra! That makes way more sense.
I want you in a shirt, but braless. Actually, that's kind of a hot look. I can see that working.
No, yeah. I was like, why did she take off her pants and then take off a skirt? Like, was she...
It's just like, you've never seen the skirt and pant combo? I think it's ridiculous, mm-hmm. but women wear it.
I thought that was done once the 80s were over.
No, it's
around. Great. They do, like, you know, a nice pressed pantsuit and then just a mini skirt wrapped around the top of it.
Well, I would like to point out, it was not Hillary's bad typing, it was Tim's bad reading. So she tells her to take off her...
Tim never learned to read.
Right. She tells her to take off her... He tells her to take off her shirt and bra. She takes them off. The doctor begins rubbing her breasts and asks, "Do you know what I'm doing now?" She replies, "No." Read that correctly. "Do you know what I'm doing now?" She replies, "Yes. Checking for cancer." Finally, he tells her to take off her panties. Lays her on the table, gets on top of her, and starts having sex with her. He says to her, "Do you know what I'm doing now?" She replies, "Yes. Getting herpes. That's why I'm here."
Got you. Even though you said you were laughing at me, I gave you STD.
And now, she put another joke in there, I'll read another time, but then she closes it with, "Now a few Noah's cock jokes." Noah's cock is so big.
How big is it?
It ran for president and won.
You said Noah's Barack cock Obama is my dick. He's a little skinny for my dick.
It is illegal to talk about assassinating Noah's dick.
The ears are about right.
True that.
Noah's cock is so big, a homeless family lives underneath it. Noah's cock is so big, it graduated 1 year ahead of him in high school. Noah's cock is so big, it violates 17 zoning laws. She actually wrote zoning laws, which almost looks like zooming laws, which sounds funny, too.
My cock is so big, there's laws of zooming, and it fucking breaks them.
No zooming.
Noah's cock is so big, King Kong is going to climb up it in the next remake. Noah's cock is so big, every time he gets hard, it causes a solar eclipse.
My cock is so big, it's going to be the villain in the next Bond movie.
And that's it from the jokey jokes, because she's feeling blue.
All right.
Don't feel
except
blue,
except
the
one I said I was going to do later.
Feel green, even though it's not easy being that.
Because money, 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 money.
Money!
Because cash rules everything around me.
Cream is the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. All
right. So these 10 laughs come from Bredge, and I'll see if I can get through all of these without coughing. He starts it off. Oh, and I'll do it properly because it's all in caps. Get it together, guys! I'm assuming that's talking about how we haven't done 10 laughs in a little while. Three men were sitting in a lifeboat for 4 weeks after their boat had capsized. On the start of the fifth week, one of the men said, "Well, we might as well kill ourselves. We'll never be saved." The other man replied, "No, my friend, I still have faith that the Lord will save us." This is when the third man stood up and revealed himself to be Jesus Christ.
Latter-day Saints.
"Your faith has saved you, brother." The two men stared in shock at the revelation, and one of them said, "You could have said something before we ate the fourth guy."
Oh, you guy.
But in fairness, there was enough of him to last for 4 days.
This is true. They thought there would only be enough dude for maybe a day.
And he turned piss into wine. Boom.
Yeah.
Let's keep this party going.
Who wants to get crunked up? Who wants to drink straight from the tap?
Yo, just squeeze my balls. They're like grapes.
All right, grapes. There's the coughs. And now, from Bredge, some Noah cock jokes.
Hooray!
They're making a comeback. Don't call a comeback. My cock's been here for years.
Yeah, they're making a comeback. They'll come on your back, and his back, and her back, and everybody's back. No?
All right. He's I back, like man. One. Noah's cock is so big that while Noah can sit at the back of the plane, his cock can enjoy first class.
Yeah.
Noah's cock is so big that he went as a one-for-one scale replica of the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I'm assuming that's at Halloween.
I'm assuming so, too. Noah's cock is so big that it doesn't have to... Noah's cock is so big that it is not limited by the comedy rule of three. Sorry, I had to change some words there. Noah's cock is so big that if he wanted to, he could make Hurricane Sandy pregnant. Noah's cock is so big that when he sleeps with the window open, birds will roost on the shaft. Vreg also says, P.S., plug my YouTube stand-up channel. It is, and here, there's a big link. Put that shit in your show notes!
Don't lick my balls!
We'll see.
Aw, don't be hateful, Tim.
I'm a hater.
Haters gonna hate.
I hate. Did you actually send me the link?
Yes.
Okay, I already put it in the show notes.
Gotcha. I just figured I'd put it in here so when you're going back later...
I'm gonna put it in your mama's booty hole.
That's a good place for it. It's probably pretty safe in there. Winter's coming, it's gonna be warm.
A lot of people enjoy YouTube videos in your mama's booty hole.
Yep.
I'm trying to find a joke we haven't read. I'm bad at unmarking them.
Oh, I know.
All right, well, Noah does that. I'm going to take a nap.
Okay, here we go. Got some someone for Brandon. Hey, Brandon, how you doing? He said, hey, guys, here's some tan lasts for you to enjoy. Brandon from Portland, Oregon. Go find him. He's there.
Just walk around. Brandon, you're going to have 15 guys going, yo.
Brandon, if you've ever been to the By and By, you should go. They got delicious drinks and mason jars. They get you fucked up. Here we go. Give it to me, a girlfriend shouted out, a lover. I'm so fucking wet right now. Give it to me now. You can scream all you want, he said, but manners like that, I'm never going to give you the umbrella. That was a two-coffer. A Japanese businessman visiting New York stopped at a bar and told the bartender that he would like to like a stoli with a twist. The bartender replied, once upon a time. Little joke grenade.
He didn't realize that shit was racist.
It was racist. Stoli with the twist.
Okay, I get it.
Did you know that if you put your ear against a stranger's ear, you can hear them say, what the fuck are you doing? That's a good one.
This is going to be epic.
No, I agree.
That was not expected, that one.
I'm doing a podcast with Doc Holliday and Tom Hanks' character from Philadelphia.
Well, I'm too fat to have AIDS, so Noah, sucks for you.
Oh, I don't want AIDS. According to research, sex during pregnancy is always safe, unless your wife comes home. I think we said this one before, but I'm going to do it anyways. What's the difference between an anal thermometer and an oral thermometer? The taste.
The flavor.
And I have one more. This is a longer one.
Do it.
A father bought a lie-detecting robot that slaps you if you lie. He decided to test out on his son at dinner. Where were you last night, he asked. I was at the library, the son replied. The robot slapped the son. Okay, I was at a friend's house, the son admitted. Doing what? The father asked. Watching a movie, the son replied. Toy Story, the robot slapped the son. Okay, it was porn, cried the son. That's disgusting, the father yelled. When I was your age, I didn't even know what porn was. The robot slapped the father. The mother laughed and said, he certainly is your son. The robot slapped the mother.
Oh, that's horrible.
That girl likes to fuck other people.
Well, at least once.
True that. So yeah, that's it. That's all I got from Brandon.
Yay, we did it.
Hooray.
I love your fair town of Portland, Brandon. It's a wonderful town. I would go there again.
So would
I. No, they didn't they failed to legalize weed.
Yeah, but Portland's right on the border.
You could just go across, weed it up.
You can go to one of the Portland suburbs and be in Washington. All you gotta do is cross the Columbia.
Weed it up.
Weed it up and weed it out.
Zippity-doo-dah, bye-bye.
This is our first post-election episode.
Oh, it is. It is, holy shit.
We've been gone a while.
Okay, well, in that case, since I've been holding it in for the last, 2 weeks almost?
Suck it! That's hateful.
Oh, every day I go to work and I gotta hold that in.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
So what was it like when you came to work on the 7th? Was everybody just like,
Yeah, there's one specific team at my company that is, like, very, very, very right-wing. Like if there's a TV on anywhere around them, it's going to be on Fox News like constantly. If it gets changed to something else, one of them will go change it back. Like they just outright refuse to watch anything but Fox News.
Wow.
So wait, they're watching TV at work?
They're like
Randy's job isn't that hard. That's what he's telling you.
It's people in another area.
Okay, but they're still watching TV at work.
Well, they'll like have TVs on like in lobbies and whatever. I'm not going into more detail.
Clearly. I want more
Stop
details.
Asking questions.
What is your address? Give me the list of names of people that work there.
It is 123.
I want
three,
their socials.
It is 1232 Fuck Noah Boulevard.
That sounds like a wonderful place. I hope there are hot bitches there.
There are one or two hot bitches.
I will be there shortly.
One or two.
Now, were any of you actually scared?
Yes.
Now, here's my follow-up question. Do you think anything would have changed that horribly?
Yes.
Really? Like, what do you think would have happened?
No, I guess it depends. It depended on what happened with the Senate. But if there was a Republican majority in the House and in the Senate, and they got the White House, the rush to deregulation that really started under Reagan and definitely continued at, like, breakneck pace when Bush had Congress on his side. It's fucked everything up. I mean, the degree of concentration of wealth at the very, very top it has been, like, of a level not seen since the Great Depression. So, like, total economic collapse happens when you get, like, that degree of consolidation of wealth and power. It also would have justified all the shit that Romney was doing.
There are plenty of lies and half-truths and issues with promises that nobody intends to keep in whatever in elections. And I fucking hate it on both sides. But Romney was going out of his way to say shit like GM shipping Jeep jobs to China, which was an outright lie. Chrysler doing the same thing. Or maybe it was Chrysler and Jeep. Yeah, that's it. So GM shipping jobs, Chrysler shipping Jeep jobs to China. And not only lies, but like the heads of both of those companies like coming out, like releasing statements like not only is this incorrect, but this defies description of exactly why anyone would say something so obviously false. And yet after that, they're still running ads about that shit. The stuff about Benghazi, it's like Obama hasn't stuck his dick in anyone and hasn't like met up with any Marxists or whatever. So they just keep trying to manufacture fake. What's the word I'm looking for?
I have no fucking idea. Haven't you found them all yet?
No, they're just scattered here on the floor. Like they could just come pouring out of my mouth and form little puddles.
Yeesh. No, what the fuck were you asking this question for? How did you not know that this was going to lead to this? I blame you.
I'm sorry.
So, just this ongoing attempt to delegitimize Obama that started as soon as he was the serious candidate with the fucking birthers and trying to manufacture things about, you know, it was Solyndra, it's fucking Benghazi, it's all these things where they keep trying to come up with... they keep trying to manufacture outrage, and it's like every single time you hear some old-ass craggy white dude on fucking TV talking about how it's just like Watergate with this cover-up. And there's never any fucking cover-up. It always comes out that's like, no, it is exactly as it was said, or no, it was just, you know, an unfortunate turn of events or whatever. That there is no great Machiavellian plot going on.
But still, with like every step of the way trying to delegitimize him, and then as soon as the Republicans got the House, instead of trying to say, hey, we have an alternate idea for how to handle healthcare that's getting out of control or whatever, their knee-jerk is just oppose everything he tries to get done, stall on everything, play fucking chicken with the whole country's economy, get us our first credit rating drop ever. It's this idea of we are going to do everything we can to wreck the country so you look like a bad president, so you're a one-term president. And if they had won, it would have legitimized all of that bullshit. It would have legitimized the lying. It would have legitimized the attempts to manufacture issues and cover-ups and plots where there were none. It would have legitimized all the racism with the fucking birthers and everything else. And the biggest fear for me is if they had taken all three of those things, the Affordable Health Care Act would have been struck down. And my wife is sick and will be sick for the rest of her life. So if I ever lose my job, I can't afford fucking Cobra for more than maybe a couple of months. Because Cobra is fucking expensive. Like, Cobra costs what my mortgage costs.
Jesus.
To keep my family, you know, under health insurance coverage. So, If I lose my job and I can't find another one, I go bankrupt really quickly or my wife stops getting her medicine. So if I seem like I'm a little up in arms, it's because when I hear people talking about how, not, hey, we're going to make different decisions, we're going to do something else, we've got like a slightly different plan, or we think we should modify things or whatever, when it's this fucking ridiculous, retarded, childish, reactionary response of throw everything away because the black guy came up with it, fuck them. That is an attack, as far as I'm concerned, against me and my family. So if I seem to react violently, it's because I do. Because threats to my family are things to be destroyed.
Okay.
Okay.
So I have blown up at a couple of people over the course of the last 6 months. Not at work.
At work?
Never at work.
Huh. Well, then who are these random people you blew up? Just random strangers, like on a bus?
One or two of them may be related
to
either...
You know what? I didn't vote for Mitt Romney. You go fuck yourself right in your ass! What? Who are you?
One or two of them...
Why is the fat man yelling at me?
Could be relatives. Andy tries to finish his sentence.
Fucking you finished many a goddamn sentence. Don't give me some bullshit, you fat fuck.
I know.
Oh, you're fat.
You finished all the sentences. You finished more sentences than Hemingway novel.
And there you go. Boom goes the dynamite. Well, since we're on politics, I will tell my one political story.
Oh, Christ!
I'm going to tell a political story, and then I'll be done with it, sir. Done with it. Although you did not respond to my, voting place smells like urine.
I liked it, though, didn't I?
No. Made me sad. I was like, come on, Tim.
I thought I liked it. I was going to try and think of a response, but I'm like, well, what more is there to say? He did it.
So I lost. I got unfriended because something I commented on their political little statement. I mean, because I do feel like Andy was saying, like, on both sides, people, like, just make, they don't use facts, like, back up, like, their shit. Like, they're just like, you know, Obama's a terrorist. He's the devil. It's like, no, he's not. Like, he's like, if you want to, like, debate politics, use facts and shit. Like, I don't know. I just find it frustrating that we just, like, just go to this thing of, like, where we were just going to say the most, like, they're the most evil person in the world, but not actually back it up with anything. Anyways, so someone said, like, my friend came up with this perfect analogy for waiting for election results. She's like, it's Christmas, you're waiting for Santa come down the chimney, but you might get Hitler. And I just said, I'm like, can we stop comparing people to Hitler that are, like, not even close to evil as Hitler? And then I followed up that the comment that, I'm like, to be clear, there are lots of reasons not like Romney, but him being the second coming of Hitler is not one of them. Then she commented, like, oh, you know, thanks for your view, Noah, or something like that. And then she unfriended me.
Wow.
Wow.
What a twat.
Yeah.
And this
I mean,
someone, like, I actually know. Like, I mean, to be fair, I haven't hung out with them in years and years and years. But, like, I've stayed at their house. Like, and I mean, I think that's the problem. Like, if we can't just, like, sit down and talk about this stuff without, like, getting so angry and yelling at people, we're never going to get along. It's always going to be this way. We have to find some middle ground. We have to understand, like, hey, if we have the different viewpoints, we're supporting different guys that maybe you feel like it's going to fuck you over or you don't agree with, but we are all still human in the end. Like, we deserve, like, respect. Some of us may be ignorant, some of us may say stupid shit, but we have to, like, get past that and try to get along.
That's yeah, it. I wasn't going to bring this up, but I had someone definitely defriended me after election night. But it was so, I don't even know how, I don't know when this person and I became friends. I have no idea who this person is. There's no way to not give it away. He works at a theme park that I frequent.
Wait, is this the guy that was on the thing? Or is it someone else?
Could you be less specific? Do you want to say noun, verb, noun?
The guy said the N-word. Called Obama
yes.
The N-word. Okay.
So, okay, but backstory to that, before that, like, earlier in the week, I'd seen him post something that said, like, I'm sick of people yelling at me for, or, you know, taking me to task for my political beliefs. Yes, I'm gay. Yes, I'm a Republican. Deal with it. I'm like, all right, well, okay, I will deal with it. And, you know, that's all I thought. And then he's like, oh, I keep losing friends over the fact that I'm gay and a Republican. Whatever. I don't need those friends anyway. I was like, all right, well, it's clearly this guy's having it rough.
You are actually throwing your lot in with the people who want to hold you back. We want to treat you as less human, and your love is less valid, but sure, do that.
Fuck! Did I... Fuck!
He was angry.
Jesus Christ! I'm going to fucking talk with the most dry-ass commentary for 5 fucking minutes. Tim's going to start 3 sentences. I got to interrupt! I got to interrupt! I got to interrupt!
Oh.
Da-da-da-da. Are you talking? That's what I do. I am the one who talks.
Hey, if anyone ever wondered what Tim having a heart attack sounds like, there it is.
Just Tim trying to make this something listenable about 40 minutes in.
Oh, goodness. Okay, we'll stop, because
anyway,
I'm going to cough myself to death.
I wish you wouldn't.
He said it wouldn't. He doesn't want you to die. He loves you.
I know. I feel so special.
So anyway, so I saw several of those posts from him, and then I posted various things throughout election night, and then one of the things I posted was, "Hey, I'm going to go," or "Hey Tim Babb, you just helped re-elect the president. What are you going to do next? I'm going to Disneyland." # seriously, because I was going to Disneyland that weekend. And then he comments on that, sad. I was like, "It's sad to go to Disneyland?" And he goes, "No, it's sad that so many people voted to re-elect that blank 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 R." And I was like, and then I posted, I'm like, "Dude, I've been seeing you take people to task for getting on you about your personal political beliefs, and I didn't comment on any of that. So why are you taking me to task for my political beliefs?" And then I was like, "Wait a minute, what does that blank 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 R word start with?" And he said, "Nigger." And then he also said something about, like, "I'm going to do everything I can to assassinate Obama's ass." And I was like, okay, fairly sure that's illegal.
Yeah, it is.
And, yeah, I heard somebody got fired from Cold Stone for doing that because they did the same thing, except someone posted it and it went viral.
Don't lick my balls!
They posted, he also posted, like, "I'm going to mail him some explosives" or something like that. Not on my wall, just on his own wall. Anyway, so I reposted that exchange. I took a screenshot of it and I posted it, and I was like, I can't remember what I said about it. Oh, I was like, I tagged him by name. I was like, "This guy is not only a sore loser, but a racist dickhead."
Yes. No, when I started reading the comments, I guess his comments had disappeared, so what people were saying was not making sense to me.
But what's weird was they weren't gone, because I could still see them.
Ah, okay. I guess I just couldn't see them.
Yeah, because somebody else is like, "No, I still see them." I was like, "Okay, good. It's not just me. I thought maybe it was only I could see them." Anyway, so he posts his own phone number on there, and in the comment section, he starts taking my friends to task, like calling them names and whatnot. Like, and then Facebook takes that post down and tells me I have violated community standards.
Wow.
Meanwhile, I had made a report on his status message threatening the president, and you can go there's a thing on Facebook where you can check out what you report, you know, if you report on someone, you can check out, you know, the status of it. Not there at all. So Facebook was fine with him threatening the president, but don't let me talk about how he was threatening the president. That's uncalled for. And I thought, that is fucking douchey. Although apparently something came of it, because randomly a couple days later he posts on his Twitter, he tags me on Twitter like, "Someone's gonna get it. # Tim Babb, look out," or something like that.
Wow.
And I was like, and I think I posted at the time like, "Is this a threat? Anybody? What do you think?" And then I asked him, "Is that a threat, sir?" And he didn't answer for a while. And then eventually a couple days later he was like, "I hope nothing would make me happier than see you and Obama burn in hell, and your offspring too. I hope he chokes on some Clorox or something like that."
Damn.
And this was several days later, and I was like, "You know what? It's time to defuse the situation," Tim Babb style. I was like, "Wow, you're still pissed? I forgot you existed. You're so cute." And then he deleted his comments. Oh, fuck you, dude. Oh, but I was so, like, I was like, "I am going to report this dude to City Hall at Disneyland to get him fired, because, like, don't threaten me while I'm bringing my mom, my wife, and my child to a Disneyland vacation, because that is not..."
No.
"I do not want threat from a cast member on my way to Disneyland. That is not cool."
Did you report him?
No.
my wife and mom talked me out of it.
Oh, no, dude, you should have done it.
Well, because then he would just be fired, and then he could still come in and harass me. Because they're not going to do anything police-wise.
Sure,
like, "Well, you have to file a police report."
You think Disneyland's going to let him You can get a restraining order. There's plenty of shit you can do to him.
Yeah, I would have to do all that. I wasn't willing to cut short my vacation to fucking go to the... Especially, like, over a holiday weekend to go to the police station and file a restraining order.
There you go.
Oh, Lance Chapman, by the way. That's his fucking name. Fuck that fuck.
So this did not work out very well for me, but I was going to go try to see how long I could go without finding out who won the election.
Oh, were you really trying that?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think I would make it to the inauguration, but I thought
wow.
I could...
Wow!
I thought I could at least make it like a day or two. Fucking someone on the street's like, 4 more years! I'm like, fuck.
I like that you posted how the celebration after the Giants won was way bigger than the Obama celebration.
It said it was. Like, there's a couple beeps and a couple cheers, but like, it was nothing like the Giants won.
In fairness, there isn't like a third out moment in an election. Because like, you know, MSNBC had called it, but ABC and Fox News and CNN hadn't called it. And then, like, you know, Ohio is still, they're not sure. And then, but I guess when Fox News calls it, that's when you really go, all right.
Well, also, I think in fairness, people probably care a little bit more about baseball than they do the president.
That is sad.
I mean, I think it's more of a cause for celebration than the president winning. You know what I mean? Like, our home team won. Let's go out in the street and riot and shit.
Yeah, I was over tipping over cars. I was like, Obama!
I totally thought about like posting something like, oh, Obama won! I'm gonna pull an Obama shirt and go burn a car. But I was like, nah, I'll pass.
Good, probably a good call.
But yeah, it was yeah. So yeah, I thought I'd get through like a day at least. Like, but I would have to avoid it, like all social media.
Yeah, and regular media.
Well, that's not a problem. Although,
I guess you don't have TV anymore. I know, you hippie douchebag, San Francisco liberal, pinko commie bitch.
That's right.
Don't have a car, don't have a television, just wearing his fucking Birkenstock sandals down to the beach while smoking
yo, I'm
his
sorry,
hash
it's
and
Tom's
playing hacky sack.
Days, Tom's. Okay? Get it right.
Oh.
I buy a shoe, some little kid in Africa gets a shoe. We get two shoes.
He gets two shoes. What if he's one-legged?
I don't know if it's in Africa, actually. But yeah,
give a shoe to his friend.
The whole deal with Tom's shoes is like, you buy a pair of shoes, someone else who needs shoes gets a pair of shoes.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Oh, well, there's some articles that saying they're not really helping anything. Like, sure, they have some shoes, but life's still fucked up.
Well, okay, but I mean, they're a shoe company. They did what they could do.
Well... I mean, they could say, hey, you know, every time you buy a shoe, we're going to charge you a little more, and then we're going to invest that money into infrastructure that's going to make their life better.
Or they could have shoes so they could go walk to somewhere and put that infrastructure in place themselves.
I'm not saying that the argument's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's an argument out there that, you know, there's something else they could do besides give them shoes.
I mean, there's always something else you could be doing, but at least they're doing something. Fucking Nike ain't doing shit. Nike's like, here's the money, here's the shoes, and go fuck yourself.
So, Tim is in support of Tom's.
Well, not really. I haven't bought any.
So, you're like, fuck you. You don't get no shoes.
Payless Shoe Source. You could pay more, but why?
They don't donate shoes to anybody.
They're practically donating them to me.
Okay, if you can't scrap together $2 to get some Payless shoes, you got problems. Oh, man. I'm sure people read my status messages it's the same way, but like, it's just so funny, like, reading people's status messages about like different things they hate. Like, someone's like, pet peeve, I hate it when Starbucks runs out of red cups for the holidays or something.
Wow.
I commented, first world problems indeed. Fuck, I can't have my latte the color cup I want. Life is terrible. She didn't say terrible. She just said pet peeve.
All is lost. All is lost. All right, Andy, you're allowed to talk again. I can tell you're being quiet.
That'd be funny if she just took it. That'd be funny if she just took it and threw it on the ground. She's like, I only want red cups, and stormed out.
Ah, I texted Noah this, but he came over and we had like a little... he came over on his birthday, and we had some cake, and I really was planning on taking a slice of cake, throwing it on the ground, and going, happy birthday to the ground!
That would have been funny.
When the time came, I completely forgot. I remembered after you left, I was like, oh, son of a bitch!
You should have just done it and recorded it.
Noah, it's a special message for you on your birthday. Happy birthday to the ground!
I think it would have been better. It would be hilarious if you just took the cake out of my hand and just threw it on the ground.
Hey, Noah, you want the slice? Too bad! Happy birthday to the ground!
I'll be like, oh, that's funny.
But kind of sad. I was about to eat that.
It was a delicious looking slice. So, man, a lot of stuff happened last week. I took a nude photo of myself yesterday.
A nude photo?
Yeah.
Nude for this 1,000 Bodies project. They're trying to get 1,000 nude pictures of people.
Did you do it spread eagle on the bed like in Vegas?
No. So
and then you try to blame it on me?
Wait, there is a picture I have of you where you are spread eagle, but you are not naked.
Whoa.
What am I doing?
You're just kind of like drunk and like, I think you might be pulling your shirt up and you're kind of leaning back with your legs spread open.
All right.
Excellent.
So I was trying to recreate my Batman picture. But sadly, their camera is not as fast as the camera I use, which I kind of knew, so I was trying to time it, but it didn't work out. So I'm just kind of crouching down on the ground. I'm about to do something impressive.
Wait, so is your dingle dangle just flopping about?
Yep, just all for the world to see.
You're not, trying to be arty and, cover it up with the leg or something?
Nope, just flopping out.
You're a bold man, sir.
You know, it's just nudity. It's really not that big of a deal.
Sure it is.
Nah, we make it like it's a big of a deal, but it's not.
Well, we'll see when you try and run for Congress, sir, how well that works out for you.
I'm not going to try.
You came out of your mama naked.
Right. What was that,
I went back in. I said you came out of your mama naked. I went back into your mama naked.
I mean, yeah. We do treat nudity like it's a big deal, but it's it's just naked. It's body's beautiful, man. It's beautiful, man.
Now everyone will know how big Noah's cock is.
It's them. So they were playing pictures of like because they've done this before. Like they've taken some pictures already, and there was one guy sporting full on wood, just badang. And I wondered did this whole situation just turn him on, or did he fluff it beforehand? He's just, give me a minute. All right, almost there.
Sometimes you just gotta have some wood.
Sometimes.
Sometimes indeed. So that's what I did with my Saturday. It was interesting. There was a lot of attractive ladies there that I was like, I want to see you when this book comes out.
Do you, did you just walk through? Oh, I forgot to bring a change of clothes, everybody. Hey, how are you?
This is what I'm like, flaccid ladies.
Yeah, I've been working on my abs. How you doing?
I worked out.
I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I'm Noah.
Good look at that body. Good look at that body.
Oh, holy shit. I know how Hurricane Sandy got started. No one was listening to that song and got to the wiggle, 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 wiggle part. No, that didn't work. Seemed okay when it was ramping up.
I saw Skyfall.
Me too.
Not me, but I wanted to.
I thought it was okay.
Better than Quantum Solace?
Better than Quantum of Solace.
Yes.
Not as good as Casino Royale.
No. Even close. Mm-hmm. Casino Royale was just so good. I don't know if they're ever going to be able to make another Bond. Well, with Daniel Craig, that was that good. At least for me.
Andy?
I don't know. This may be my new favorite of the Daniel Craig Bonds.
Well, we will have to discuss it more in depth when Tim has seen it. I'll say this. I thought the ending part was kind of ridiculous. I was like, really? Is that what we're doing?
See?
Ridiculous as in far-fetched or ridiculous as in...
Not the best thing they could have done. Logically.
I kind of liked how the movie went. I'm trying to say this without spoiling anything.
It just seemed it just seems so stupid to me. I'm like, really? I don't know about this.
Now, there were some things in the movie that, I could see coming through, the whole movie. Just because I picked up on little subtle hints or whatever that they dropped. I was like, oh, I better know how that's going to pay out later.
I thought Javier Bardem was an interesting villain. He seemed kind of like a throwback villain.
He really did. And since it was, the 50th anniversary Bond, there was actually a lot of throwback shit again, no spoilers here, but there was definitely a lot of fan service.
Yes, service those fans.
Doug Benson made a good point, though, that the villain of the movie didn't show up until like 40 minutes into the movie.
Yeah, but I was okay with that. Because he, like, you're going through, like, you don't know what's going on.
It's true. I mean, actually, I didn't really think about that until he mentioned it. I'm like, yeah, alright, yeah, I can. He did not show up until much later.
Yeah, but I don't think Goldfinger and Dr. No, yeah, they didn't show up until like late in the movie either.
Maybe I've never timed it.
Also have not timed it.
So yeah, there you go, Tim. Might be Andy's new favorite, not mine.
All right, I still want to see it. I did see Wreck-It Ralph.
That was good. I think did we all see that one?
Andy?
No, I have not seen it yet.
You had to think about it.
Sure.
Drew's been having some issues at school with like behavior, so we're waiting until he has a good week before we go see it.
I liked Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph was good. I like how they kind of explain like a lot of different things, like how they got from one game to another, and
how it sort of explains like it sort of has an explanation for game glitches.
Yep.
That you're, you know, like. When a character from another game appears in another game, you're like, oh, so that's why it happens.
Yeah, it was a solid movie. Lots of like funny like game jokes. I mean, I think it's kind of a movie for like our generation. Like, cause mm-hmm. a lot of like in jokes for like the games that we played when we were kids.
Yeah, it's people who said it was like kind of like Toy Story in that, you know, like Toy Story is all about like a sort of a bygone era of toys. It's not like about like the stuff kids are playing with now or even stuff I played with when I grew up. It's like all about the stuff that like John Lasseter's age played with when they grew up. Whereas this is sort of like about not what the games that kids are playing today, but like the games that we all played, you know, like Pong and Donkey Kong and Sonic. And I guess like Sonic is still around, right?
Yeah.
Like, they still come out with new Sonics?
They keep bringing them out every once in a while, but it's not the same.
But, like, Dig Dug and Q-Bert and stuff like that. You're like, fucking, do these kids have no idea?
Nobody's going to know why that nigga's talking.
I could not believe that there was not a fucking Tron reference in the movie. I'm like, it's a Disney movie! You did a movie that was essentially a video game, and it was a hugely popular video game, and you didn't make a reference to it in your fucking movie! What's wrong with you?
I was that worried about it.
I was angry.
You're like, I'm gonna wreck it.
Have you guys played Wreck-It Ralph, by the way?
Did we do what with who?
Have you played? They've got it on.
I have not.
I guess the game that's supposed to be the game in the movie.
Oh, Fix It Felix Jr.?
Yes, that's it.
Yes, I have it on my iPhone.
Ah.
How is it, Tim?
I've played the Flash version.
Fuck that game.
You really don't like it?
I haven't beat it, so fuck that game.
Isn't it like a classic 80s style? There is no beat it, there's just the game kills you eventually and takes your quarters?
No, but at least in Donkey Kong, after a couple levels, you get up and you toss Donkey Kong off.
That's true.
This one, Wreck-It Ralph just keeps climbing higher. I'm like, I saw the movie, the building's not that tall!
Tim's a little hateful, man.
Yeah?
I saw the movie, the building's not that tall!
I'm sorry, it was not like this in the film.
This is bull crap.
Oh, when my wife and I got done seeing Skyfall, we went to go get some dinner, because, you know, gotta maximize opportunities when you got a sitter. And we drove by a place that has like, I don't know, it's like discount men's clothing or something like that. And there was a sign in the window that says, "It is time," the number 2, and then right next to each other, like a word, the letters B and U. And I was just staring at it. And it looks at me and she goes, "What the fuck does 2 boo mean? Oh, god damn it." I was like, "What? It's not fucking Twitter. Why don't they just spell those words?"
It's time. Well, I don't get it.
To be you.
Time to be you.
Oh.
You know,
right.
I find it interesting that, I mean, I guess it saves you some time, but I find people still speak in that speak, even now that we have smartphones that have like full keyboards that you can type words out. Like, the phone will even try to figure out the word you're trying to type and make it easier for you. But yet we still, like, people still want to type in those short words. And sometimes they just shorten it by one letter. I'm like, really? You didn't really save yourself that much time.
All you did was add me time figuring out what this goddamn word is.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yeah, I have I have very little sympathy or patience for that shit.
I sense that. You seemed very angry.
Dude, I mean, four's just the number, four.
Oh, shit! I was about to say, I sense the anger within you. And then I realized this is also our first podcast since Disney bought Star Wars.
It fucking is, isn't it?
Hell yeah.
Hell to the yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people at my work who are talking about it like, oh, Disney owns everything in my life, and they're just gonna, they're gonna find some way to fuck it up. I was like, the guy who made it fucked it up? Or you mean in some other way?
I mean, this is the perfect time for Disney to buy it. Because, like, what are you going to... Oh, what's the worst he could do? Put a really racist, shitty character in that appeals to only three-year-olds? Too late! He's there!
Wisaniga's gonna die?
Although, someone said, wouldn't that be funny if they made the second trilogy focused on Jar Jar? Like, he was the main character. I was like, that would be funny. I mean, it would be funny.
It would be...
It would be funny.
Greatest troll ever. Because they'd be like, fuck you, nerds. You're still giving us money.
I heard that Lucas had already met with Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill, and they are at least they've said they'd be interested if the script is right or some whatever bullshit they say to make it seem like they're not completely unbusy and ready to do it. But also apparently Harrison Ford has said he is not interested.
And that's a double negative, which means he is not committing to not being doing something else during the period of time that they're going to possibly not be filming, whenever that might or might not be.
Exactly. I think, I'm like, because I had heard before, like, him say just flat out, like, no, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. This is true.
So, yeah, 70-year-old Han Solo.
I am down with that.
Cruising on light speed at about 5 miles an hour.
No, wait, this isn't the first one, because we had this conversation in the last Handcast about, I said I think that I want them to do, the extended universe novels, like, actually count and just pick up from there. Because I said Yuuzhan Vong, and you guys mocked me.
Oh.
Ha!
Well, fuck you. How about
that? Of course I'm going to fucking mock you. You're Andy.
I'm going to mock you right now.
Crocs! Where are my Crocs? Where in the world is episode 207?
It's up your butt.
And why aren't we on iTunes? You're like, oh, I'm going to do this thing.
Yeah, I tried doing that thing. It didn't fucking work.
iTunes! Fucking iTunes. Fucking bullshit, man. Fuck.
That is bullshit.
You know, that would be hilarious if we quit doing Tancast, and then Andy finally gets around to episode 207. Hey, guys, it's been like 5 years since we stopped doing Tancast, but I finally got around to Andy 207, so here's one more for you guys. It's not even that good.
The video game platforms for the games that we were talking about no longer exist. Because it's a very video game-centric episode, is it not?
Entertainment is now beamed directly into your skull, but come back with us.
Andy won't answer a question. You ever notice that?
Yeah, I
don't know why
no
you hate
on
Fox News so much. You'd fit right the fuck in.
Ooh, burn.
Yeah, bitch.
Deeply burned.
Thermite, motherfucker. So here's something. Remember how I said at my job that they gave me something for working so hard, and I was like, yeah, fuck all these motherfuckers who don't work hard. I'm finally getting my due.
They gave everyone else the same thing?
Not everyone else, but they specifically picked every single person that I hate to also have the same thing happen.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was like, what the fuck? I almost feel insulted now. I don't want to be lumped in with these cheese dicks.
Cheese dicks. Dicks of
They're all
cheese.
Women, too, which makes that doubly insulting.
I had some cheese dicks over the weekend. They were delicious.
If you count comedy, work four jobs now.
Look at you,
Holy
girl.
Fuck.
You work it.
I'm purposely trying to get those job numbers up for Obama. Just give me all the jobs. Come on, give me the jobs. I'll take all, whatever. Just give it to me. I'll do it. The other day, I had to work 3 in 1 day.
Oof.
Like, I had to work 8 hours at one job, 4 hours at another, and then I came home and did some working from home.
Oof.
If I had written a joke, I could have said I work all four, but there was nothing funny about that day.
Gotta make that money. Dollar bill, y'all.
Yeah, you would think I'd be fucking loaded working all these... No, I'm not. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not, like, struggling to make ends meet or anything. But still, I'm like, man, you'd think... Man, he's never home. He's always working. He must have money coming out his ass. Nope, money's right in his ass. Staying right there. That quarter's not moving. George Washington's head is caked in poop.
Oh.
Too soon?
That's nasty.
It is nasty. Oh, and last night, I did comedy and belly dancing. No, wait. There was belly dancers and comedy. I didn't do both.
I was Willow Glenn? Tim, you are certainly branching out.
What was that, Noah?
You're Willow Glenn?
Yep.
I was in Willow Glenn. Not for very long.
Why in the fuck you didn't... You should have stopped by.
Would they have had sex with me?
Probably. You're fucking Noah.
No. I was just there briefly because we're going to Santa Cruz.
Should have cruised on over to see these fine-ass bitches. Which is how they prefer you refer to them, by the way, while they're doing their serious artful dance form.
Yep. Oh, you know what they really like? If you just start throwing dollar bills at them.
Oh, no.
And say, make it clap, girl. Make it clap.
Midway through, first of all, I broke my glasses on the way there, which sucked. I was like, oh, man, I got to squint at all these belly dancers.
Oh, I bet that looks hot right now.
But second of all, so they do these things where they're like, they're independently shaking their hips and they're like doing it to the beat and like, they're like, you know, they roll their stomach and whatnot and, you know, just, you know, various belly dancing techniques. And I turned to Phil Johnson, the other comedian that was standing there, the guy who set the whole thing up, basically. I turned to him, I'm like, it is impossible for me to not imagine the bedroom implications of what I am currently witnessing. I was like, I bet they have some happy, happy boyfriends.
Probably.
Either that, or they give it all at the office and they do nothing. They're like, I'm just going to lay here. Your turn, fucko.
My abs are sore. I have a headache.
Still, good times. That's it. Just wanted to brag about my belly dancing. No. Belly... you know what I fucking mean.
So I was on the street, Market Street, in San Francisco. I just got like a candy bar. I was eating the candy bar. And this...
Sorry, Tim knows where this story's going.
I'm laughing internally because I imagine this story being told by a 5-year-old. I got a candy bar, and it was a candy bar, and I was enjoying my candy bar.
It was delicious candy bar. It was actually a UK better, candy bar that has honey inside, like crispy honey. Delicious.
Ah! Huh.
Anyways.
No.
I'm standing like next to the street. This white car pulls up, and there's a girl in the front seat and a girl in the back seat. The girl in the back seat is just filming with her video camera, or not video camera, phone, for I don't know what reason. And so the girl in the front seat's like, my friend loves you. She loves you. I'm like, oh, thanks. Like, she loves you. I'm like, I love you too. And she goes, she loves you in your candy bar. I'm not talking about the one in your hand. I was like, all right. I just walked away. I'm like, I think I've had enough of this conversation.
Was she not attractive?
Neither one was.
Oh, well then, yeah. On your way. So Noah posts this, the thing about, like, I love you and your candy bar, and I'm not talking about the one in your hand. And I was like, stand by for candy bar puns. And I was like, yeah, she wants your Hershey Special Dark. Oh, fuck, I had a bunch of them. I don't remember them all now.
Jeff,
I could put my candy bar in my mouth.
You're going to give her the big payday. Give her... Oh, no, I said give her a mouthful of your Hershey Special Dark. Hashtag more than a mouthful. And... Oh, and then my wife came up with, break her off a piece of your Kit Kat. I was doing that while in Disneyland. While we were on the behind-the-scenes holiday tour. I was like, yeah. I'm trying to think of candy sex puns. You guys worry about the holidays.
Yeah, fuck the holidays.
Oh, right.
So yeah, that was my excitement of like random girls saying they love my candy bar.
Now it's catching.
And then part of me wonders, like, I wonder where that could have gone. Like, there's a dude driving the car. I don't know what his deal was. Like,
I like to watch them.
I'm like, what if I was like, hey, you want a piece of my candy bar? Like, what would have happened? Like, where would that have gone? I don't know. One of the days I'll find out. One of the days I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take that plunge and see where this takes me.
You got your chocolate in my peanut butter. Why didn't I think of that one?
You just did.
Why didn't I think of it when I was doing the tweets?
She want a piece of your races.
I was almost going to say make a Hershey's Kisses pun. I'm like, but that is not technically a candy bar. But then Noah made a Cadbury Cream Egg joke. I'm like, that's not at all a candy bar.
No, but I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna break the mold here. I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah, I wanted to make a melts in your mouth, not in your hand, not in your hand joke, but that's M&M's, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got to see this. City is interesting. Yes, yep. Indeedy. Interesting shit happens.
People are weird.
Yes, just how I like it.
Yeah, just how you like it.
Sounds like we're wrapping up. Andy, do you have anything that is not a long political rant to share?
I just want to say this. If you are the kind of... No, I'm joking. comedy.
Great. It's Kat. You're fucking... tuberculosis is catching through this fucking Skype call.
No, it's not through the Skype call, Tim. It's sexually transmitted.
Yeah.
Oh, since we're about to wrap up and you're about to need some more entertainment, I recommend going on YouTube and searching for Epic Rap Battles of History.
Don't lick my balls!
I find that shit hilarious.
I will do that right now.
And re-listenable. Oh, I'll link you, son.
While you're also looking at stuff, look up Lemme Smang It. LemmeSmang. Smang It. Hilarious.
Okay. So what happens in the Epic Battles of History is they take these two guys, dress up in different, you know, things and act out if two either famous or fictional, if famous real people or fictional people did a battle rap against each other. So they had like a Bill Gates versus Steve Jobs, and they had Doctor Who versus Doc Brown from Back to the Future. They have Cleopatra versus Marilyn Monroe. I guess those weren't the two dudes. Like, they also have other people to come in. And then they had Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama. But there's tons of them. I find them very entertaining. And also re-listenable in terms of, like, just music. That's all I got.
That's a link for my video.
Excellent.
Don't lick my balls!
All right. So I probably edited this out, but there was literally silence there for a while. So I think we should really wrap up.
Right, I was just trying not to cough.
Never trust Andy to say something short about politics.
This week, you're doing it with a belly dancer. Lucky you.
And this week, I hate random dry coughs that just hang around for days.
I'm with you there, buddy. I'm with you there.
Thank you for listening to Tancast. Leave a comment on this or any episode at Tancast.com. That's where you can find the Tancast Twitter, the Tancast Facebook, and the Tancast Store. A special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme. And if iTunes ever puts us back in the store, you have my permission to subscribe.
Tancast. All right. That's not a bad episode. We're not gonna retire on that one, but nope. It was a good. It wasn't shit. That's what I'm trying to say.
What if we have the most amazing one ever? Are you just gonna be like, that's it? I'm done. I'm dropping my headphones on the ground. Boom.
It's gonna end with peace.
But Noah.
Yes.
There's no danger of that happening anytime soon, so I don't want you to worry your pretty little head.